Hi, I'm Lucian Wyszyk, and I want to talk about .NET development for Windows 10. Why? Because Windows 10 is exciting. Everyone's upgrading to it. It produces faster, better, richer, more productive apps, and developers are hopping onto the bandwagon. We call it UWP, Universal Windows Platform, because the apps that you write will run on any Windows 10 platform, desktops, tablets, phone, even Xbox and HoloLens. The second reason it's exciting is that Windows 10 apps run on a new version of .NET called .NET Core. It's still the familiar C#, VB, .NET development that you're used to, but under the hood, it's been rewritten from the ground up. It's been rewritten with better, more efficient .NET libraries. It solves the kind of deployment headaches that people have been complaining about, and it gives faster startup times. Those three topics are what this video series is about. I want to tell you something else. .NET Core is used in other places as well. It's used in ASP.NET 5. It's used in cross-platform.NET. So the skills you learn from this video series will be relevant to all of your .NET career. Let's start with the new libraries. They're called CoreFX. Just in practical terms, the things you'll notice are a bunch of new APIs. It includes new C# language features like formattable string. It includes new types like immutable array that are present elsewhere on the desktop framework. It includes things like socket that was absent from Windows 8. Lots of people asked for us, so we've added it. HTTP client has been rewritten from the ground up. So now, instead of being built upon .NET stuff, it's built upon the operating system HTTP stack, which makes it faster. There are Vector 2 SIMD instructions. And just one little speed bump, if you're using reflection in your code, you might do type.getMembers, just a bump that lots of people run into. That is now an extension method on type, so you might have to do control dot to bring up the light bulb and import a namespace to make it work. So those are the new APIs you'll find in CoreFX. The next thing you'll notice, you won't notice it straight away, but it's even more valuable. You'll write your UWP source code and you'll compile it as normal, but when you build your app and deploy it, it compiles into something that's completely self-contained. It contains your code, of course, the CoreFX libraries, third-party DLLs, and even the runtime for .NET. There are two different technologies. One technology is called CoreCLR, that's used for debug. One technology is called .NET Native, that's the one that gives faster startup times and is used for release. But the important thing, we'll discuss those in the next video. But what's important is that everything gets packaged app locally, and that's the key takeaway I want to leave you with. Thank you.